The day I saw my first cowbirds in April 1975, I had to use my field guide to identify them. I was a little concerned that my golden guide said the plain mouse gray female lays its speckled egg in the nests of other birds, especially of warblers, vireos, and sparrows. But my Audubon Land bird guide, which included more natural history information than either the Golden or Peterson guides, gave it a positive spin. Quote, "Since the birds they most frequently impose upon continue to be about as abundant as their habitats permit, it is evident that the cowbird does not have an appreciable effect upon their population level." That didn't sound so bad. Historically, brown-headed cowbirds were birds of the prairies, feeding on seeds and insects in disturbed soil. Thick prairie sod made that difficult, except where the bison's heavy hooves cut up the sod. When bison moved on, the cowbirds had to follow or starve. The cowbirds left their young to be tended by species that had other, more steady and reliable ways of procuring their food. Cowbirds invest way more physical resources into egg production than most birds, laying an average of 41 eggs per nesting season, putting each one almost always in a different nest. Cowbirds invest a lot of time and energy sneaking around searching out nests of such birds as chipping and song sparrows, yellow warblers, and American redstarts. Cowbird babies have their best chance of survival if they're the only cowbird in the nest. That's the best for the foster parents' other babies, too. When a mother cowbird lays her egg, she invariably tosses out one of the eggs already there, so there's an automatic survival rate drop of about 25% for the natural babies in that nest. But baby cowbirds are not particularly aggressive. They're absolutely nothing like Eurasian cuckoos, which actively push out any eggs or chicks in a nest the moment they hatch. There are several good reasons why cowbird chicks don't need to be aggressive like that to thrive. Parent birds don't recognize their nestlings individually. When they come to the nest with food, the most assertive baby with the widest open mouth gets fed first. When all the babies are the same size and food is reasonably abundant, the hungriest at one feeding will be less hungry at the next feeding. But cowbirds are big, requiring more calories than smaller species. If they're begging at all, their large size just about always makes them look like the hungriest, so they get the vast majority of food per nest. One by one, the other nestlings may get too weak to beg at all, but when food is plentiful, at least one or two nestlings in most nests usually do survive with a cowbird. In the case of song sparrows and other species that nest a second or even third time in a season, parents can produce a goodly number of babies in a summer even if one nest is parasitized. But cowbirds are a significant problem in the case of some endangered species, so the rosy picture portrayed by my Audubon Land bird guide was not entirely accurate. In particular, birds like the black-capped vireo of Oklahoma and Texas and Kirtland's warbler of Michigan could not sustain their numbers without extensive cowbird trapping. Fortunately, the cowbirds we see in most areas are not causing any critical population losses of our backyard birds. We can enjoy hearing and seeing the male's displays without feeling guilty. That said, it's kindest all around to avoid subsidizing cowbirds, which do fine without supplemental feeding. It really is best to limit ground feeding when and where they abound, especially while backyard sparrows and warblers are nesting. The same female cowbirds visiting feeders and coyly watching the males displaying are also keeping track of where every one of our backyard songbirds is nesting. The world would be less rich without cowbirds, but every individual cowbird does represent at least one tossed away egg of a sparrow, warbler, vireo, or other little bird. And as much as I like cowbirds, I love my song sparrows and chippies. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.